You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. January 4th, that is now the deadline for companies to ensure that all their workers are either vaccinated against COVID or get tested once a week. This from the Biden administration today, covering private sector firms with 100 employees or more. Many places have been doing this already. Others were waiting for the Fed's requirement. Also, workers at any health facility that gets Medicare or Medicaid funding also will have that January 4th deadline. All of this is not exactly a vaccination mandate, as weekly testing is an alternative. Tomorrow is the official count of people on payrolls during October. Thursdays, we consult this noted economist named Diane Swank. Hello there.
Good morning.
All right, so the big jobs report, the one the government issues for the month, comes out tomorrow morning. You think it's going to trend strong?
Yeah, I think it's going to come in hotter than most people expect, close to 650,000, maybe even a little north of that. What we're going to see is, I think, some catch-up in hiring in the public sector and education that we lost in September as school districts had a hard time ramping up. But we're also seeing a comeback in large employers hiring back. We saw many people who couldn't take jobs in the month of September because they were either out taking care of people who were sick due to the Delta wave or sick themselves.
It's an important reminder that you're giving us, Diane, this notion that this is not all discretionary, whether or not people are participating in the labor force or not. Sometimes they're sick. Sometimes they're sick with COVID still.
Exactly. And in fact, the number of people who couldn't work at all during the survey weeks from July, August, September moved up by over 500,000 to 1.5 million during the peak of the Delta wave. It really is indicative of how much illness itself, the pandemic itself, affects people's ability to look for work and show up at work.
All right, Diane Swank, she's the chief economist at Grant Thornton. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.